And as we're going to see today, you were programmed to succeed. God planned, made the arrangement for you to enter into His plan. I am the only person who can say, I don't want. Praise the name of the Lord. As we will get on, brethren, you will see, if I don't make it, it was my choice. It wasn't God, it wasn't the devil. Because where we are going to, the devil has no place there. This thing is going to come to a place where it is me and God. And the Lord says, if you want it, you can have it. If you want to go, you can get there. Forget the devil. There are places in the spirit where the devil cannot get to. It's in the Bible. Do you understand that? There is a place where the fowler does not know. There is a place where the lion's whelp cannot tread. There's a place where it's just the father and the son. Praise the name of the Lord. If you won't go, it's not because of your ancestors. It's not because of your neighbor. It's not because of the brethren in fellowship. Don't blame anybody. It's a choice that you make. Praise the name of the Lord. Because a lamb was slain. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. There's a burden to pray for somebody. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we taking it all the way? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Shall we just bow our heads and pray? Father, we thank you for this time. We thank you for this opportunity. We thank you for this hour. Lord, in the morning our brother was bringing forth the heart of the Lord. He said that Jesus, when he came to the grave, he lifted up his eyes. When he prayed for the 5 loaves and the 2 fishes, he lifted up his eyes. When he prayed for the church, he lifted up his eyes. And Lord, we pray today that as we gather together, our eyes be lifted up. He said, look up, your redemption draweth near. Our help cometh from the Lord, who made heaven and earth. It is the hour of our help. He that helpeth us cannot disappoint. And so, Lord, our eyes are lifted up at this hour, that we might see the Lamb that was slain. He said, look up. Look at the serpent hanging upon the pole. He said, anyone who lifted up his eyes and looked was healed. For all of us have been beaten by the serpent. But we can also look up, lift up our eyes and look. The song says, look and live. My brother, live. It is the word of the Lord for you to live. It is the plan of God for me to live. And Lord, we thank you for this plan. He said, I know the thought that I think towards you. Lord, we receive this thought today because it is a covenant of life and peace. Father, we receive it. Let the words that we hear today minister life and peace to us. Let it minister the power of resurrection. Let it minister the conviction that death is not the end of the picture. Lord, that in our conditions, the Lord descended and he wrought havoc in the realms of darkness. Oh my God, we thank you today. Father, we just want to bless you that encouragement might come to us today. Consolation might come, that this sickness is not unto death. Amen. That this condition is not terminal. Amen. Lord, that these chains are not permanent. Amen. Lord God Almighty, that these limitations, these coverings will not always remain. Amen. Because we are going to lift up our eyes. Amen. He said, they looked up to you and they were lightened. He said, darkness upon the face of the deep was, you know, taken out. So that, Lord, with unveiled faces, we might begin to see and hear voices in the heavens. Lord God Almighty, and see, oh God, the Lamb, and see the one who sits upon the throne. Lord, that things might change. For the one who sits upon the throne says, behold, I make all things new. You will never be the same again. Father, we bless you. We just thank you today. We receive help from you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah, brethren. It's a new day. Praise the name of the Lord. Things are not going to be the same again. Hallelujah. things are not going to be the same again. And the desire of the Lord is that we will capture this. Praise the name of the Lord. That something significant is happening in the spirit. And the battle is being turned to our favor. Now, there is a signal that God is given. If we're able to catch it, then we know that the game has changed. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I want to read from Joshua chapter 8. Praise the name of the Lord. Joshua chapter 8. And if you want a title for what we're going to be looking at, I've called it the ambush. Praise the name of the Lord. The ambush. I'm sure you know what an ambush is. Amen. The devil is in for an ambush. Praise the name of the Lord. It's an ambush that he's not expecting. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when a spirit has toyed with humanity for 6,000 years, he begins to get used to, you know, playing around with men. He is in for a surprise. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, say that this Satan that deceived the whole world. That's a deception that has spread the east, the west, the north, and the south. He said, but now he is what? Cast down. Praise the name of the Lord. We may not understand all that that means, but we're going to experience it. Praise the name of the Lord. In my life, in your life, you're going to experience something you have not experienced before. Praise the name of the Lord. You're going to experience things happening that you did not expect. You know, a woman, Rachel, was asking herself, who has begotten me these children? How did this whole manifestation of God's life come about? Praise the name of the Lord. She was surprised. And I tell you, you are going to be surprised at what will come out of this life. He said that when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamed. Praise the name of the Lord. It was like a film. And believe me, it will be like a film because it was much more than... He said he's able to do exceedingly abundantly. Believe me, I don't know what you're imagining. But I want to tell you, your imagination cannot fathom 1% of what the Lord wants to do. Praise the name of the Lord. And so you're wondering, walking on the road, you're wondering, is this me? Are you together? You can't recognize yourself again. Because actually it's not you. But it is the real you. Who has been in hell. Praise the name of the Lord. And somebody went down. You know, when Peter was bound. One soldier here. One soldier here. One soldier here. Four of them. Are we together, brethren? You know, these are spirits in our mind, in our emotions, in our will, in our what now? Desire. Keeping us perpetually. And they have adjusted your mind to a condition of captivity. So you go into situations expecting to fail. Because that is what we have all known. We don't understand the mentality of failure. You know, something happened just a few days ago. A snake came into my parents' house. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, and I had to go and hire some people and pay them to kill the snake. I joined them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, last month or 2 months, a snake came into my own house. Now, praise the name of the Lord. Now, I had to kill it. Now, I had no choice. Do you understand? My wife was there. My daughter were there. Do you understand the point? It's my house. And I knew why anyway, because God had given me a word that said I would drive away the wild beast. But this one came because I knew something happened. So I had to go kill the snake. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I was afraid. He did it. Are you understanding my point? Courage is not that you're not afraid. Courage is still having boldness to do what you should do in the midst of a situation. Do you understand the point? And because I wasn't going to run away from it, I had to take, you know, charge of that situation. Praise the name of the Lord. So now, this one was the same thing. You know, now, but I was now contemplating. There was a man, his name was Saul. You remember after their shipwreck, they came to a place and Saul was sitting there, he was sharing the word, ministering to people. And then a snake came out because they set fire and the snake was warmed, came out and fastened his fangs on Saul's hand, on Paul's hand. You know, and you know, everybody around knew what to expect. When that snake bites you, you are a dead man. Zebediah will say you are dead die. Are you getting my point? They had that knowledge. You know, we all have knowledge. There are things that our education has taught us. It's a level of knowledge, information. We are so well informed. So the people had the information. When the snake bites you, the next thing that happens, your hand begins to swell. It begins to burn. And then swell. After a while, you begin to jerk like that. You suffocate and die. So based on that information, you were waiting for Paul. You know, the man just shook up the snake into the fire and just continued what he was doing. He didn't pray. I don't need to understand me. He didn't pray. Now, you know, you can read this scripture from a very far away perspective. You know, as if Saul was not a man like you and like me. He didn't pray. He didn't go into prayer. Come, let us pray. Snake has beaten me. No. He just shook it off and continued what he was without interruption. Now, you can, if I had a camera to view the faces of the people around him. Are you getting my point? Initially, they were looking at, waiting for him to swell up and die. And waiting to say, aha, this man must have done something. And Nemesis chased him and caught him up here. And so he cannot escape. Then he continued to minister, and they were waiting and looking, and he continued to minister, and you could see their face changing. After a while, they became confused. Their knowledge taught them that by this time the man should be what now? Swelling. They knew that. But what they did not know was there is another knowledge. As we're going to see, Paul said that among the mature, we speak a different knowledge. Praise the name of the Lord. One knowledge was sense knowledge. And these are things that happen in our environment. There was another reality. And every one of us is going to choose which reality will govern what now? Our lives. You will decide that which of these two trees will be the center of your life. And anyone you choose, that knowledge begins to govern you. And with that knowledge, there are laws, do you understand, that govern that reality. We are at the time when we must make that choice. Praise the name of the Lord. So you come at the point, these people say, this man is not an ordinary person. Are you getting my point? They say he is what now? A God. Now what does that mean? In our terms, it is the manifestation of what now? The sons, a people who are no longer governed by the ordinances of the earth. They are ruled by the ordinances of heaven. Believe me, I found out something. Some years ago, I don't know how long, I read it, you know, it was just a short lesson, a brother ministered. I think it's late now, but Tommy Cook. And Tommy Cook shared about the word of God. You know, when you hear this word, in order to accomplish what it's designed to accomplish, must pass through certain stages, progressions, until it becomes what God intends for it to become. And so he listed out 6 things. And those things have actually begun to define how I engage and connect with this word. You know, the word of God comes to each one of us first as information. Do you understand the point? That's the first thing you get. You hear it, it's information. News. And it could be good news. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, but if it ends up there, it is not going, you know, Isaiah 55 tells us that as the rain cometh down and the snow, so shall my word be. It will not do what? Return void. Now, it's important that we know these things, because we are also entering a time of evaluation, a time of judgment. You know, we've been doing a study on Romans 11 in Owerri. And one of the things that came out clear, you know, the Bible said that Israel, after the flesh, a time came when they were what now? Put aside. Do you understand that? Why? They reduced this whole thing to mere lip, what now? Service. They see, they worship me with what? Their lips. They reduce this thing to external observances and religion. And they came to a point of worshipping images. Now, when you say worshipping images, what does that mean? You know, Jesus spoke to a woman at the well. He said, you worship what you don't know. What you don't know. In other words, if I am worshipping the God that I am worshipping, I really don't know it. Is it possible? It's very possible. Praise the name of the Lord. You see, why is it possible? Because whatever you worship, you become like that. It's a law. Is that what the Bible says? Yeah, it says, they that worship them become like them. And one of the major characteristics of these gods is that they have ears. They cannot hear. Praise the name of the Lord. They have eyes. They cannot see. They have hands, but they can't do anything with it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when I worship God, part of in a relationship, the first foundation of relationship is communication. Is that correct? You must hear. What will happen if your husband doesn't speak to you for 1 week? Do you understand the point? 1 week you have not heard his voice. You know that's a big problem. Very big problem. Now, we are the ones who relate with a God that we cannot what? Hear. Praise the name of the Lord. And we take it for granted. We take it for granted. And we claim that you have a what now? A relationship. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. A relationship. I went off to talk about Abraham. You know, when Bassam started talking about Genesis 12. I was blessed because that has been where in my house we are anchored there. He said God had spoken to Abraham. You know, I asked brethren, I said, when God said, Abraham, you understand, leave your father's house and your kindred. I asked, was that the first time God spoke to Abraham? And people were looking at me. And I said, I answered, I said, no, it could not have what now? It couldn't have been. There's no way you can uproot your whole life. The first time you hear a voice saying, go, do you know what is speaking to you? Friend, are we understanding me? You don't know. You see, and God, you know, secular history tells us that Abraham came from the priestly family of all of the, what now, the Chaldees. He was from a family of priests. So he knew, and archaeology tells us that all of the Chaldees had more than 1,000 gods. They had so many gods they worshipped. And in the midst of it, someone from this lineage of priesthood, praise the name of the Lord, suddenly finds out that these gods have eyes, they cannot see. There was something about Abraham that desired a living relationship with what now? A living God. Are you together with me, brethren? And the Lord saw it in his heart. You know, the Bible said that God called Abraham and found his heart what? Faithful. There's something about the heart. The man said, I don't, these things, I am not, they don't give me what my heart, do you understand, wants. So the man will say, he will look up, these stars, who made them? Do you understand? He began to ponder because there was something in his heart that the gods of awe was not giving to him. And, you know, so his heart was, he would sit down somewhere. Is there a God? Did they need this and how did they come about? Can this God, can he be known? Can someone talk to him? Can he talk back? Can I see him? Can I relate to him? Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, let me tell you, this thing, people have reduced into coming to fellowship. End time fellowship. Do you understand it, Paul? It is not that. And as we're going to find out, that will disqualify many. It is a living relationship with a living God. Are you together? And don't accept anything less, otherwise you will be disqualified. Because you become what you worship. If you cannot hear, you are worshipping a graven what now? Image. If you cannot see, because John said what we have heard and what we have seen and what we have touched, there must be an experience with this God. And until you say, Lord, I will accept nothing less than that, then you begin to see that the people can know their God and that they can be strong and that they can do exploits. and the worship of idols will cease. Praise the name of the Lord. If a man is satisfied with dead formality, you come here, you clap, you sing, and you go away, and you have not seen God. Any man who comes into the house of God has come to do what now? To see God. If he goes away without seeing God and he's normal, then he's worshipping a graven image. Are you getting my point? It's not the God that made the heavens and the earth. Praise the name of the Lord. And so you have to tell yourself, who will you what now serve? Graven images or the living God? And brethren, somewhere along the line, God must have introduced himself to who? To Abraham. And said, I am what? God Almighty. Do you understand? I made the heavens and the earth. I created you. And I want a relationship with who? With you. And brethren, a relationship began to grow. For God to give him that command, they must have built a relationship of trust. Do you understand? And confidence. Brethren, this Christianity is real. Do you understand it, Paul? If we end up like our predecessors, then God will also do what? Shift us out. Are you getting my point? He hasn't stamped anybody yet. He hasn't sealed anybody yet. Do you understand it, Paul? Not yet. So don't act as if you have been sealed. No show. Don't act as if. No show. This is not the church that Jesus saw.
Amen.
You understand? She saw Rachel and ended up with Leah. But he said, fine, no problem. I'm not throwing her out. But I'm going to keep working until I get what now? The church that I want. Praise the name of the Lord, brethren. You know, and so this is what and where the Lord is trying to bring us to. People are settling down. People have heard this message 10 years, 15 years, 20 years. Let me tell you, the Lord told me, he said, another generation is coming.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. Believe me, brethren.
Hallelujah.
Believe me. So, you know, he said, you, not wild branches that were grafted in, and you don't abide, take heed. Otherwise, out of the picture. Now, I'm not saying you will go to hell. Are we understanding my point? But I'm saying in relation to what God wants to do. Because the living God wants to demonstrate himself to creation.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And so all this thing that we are this, we are that, we are this, must go out of the window. Praise the name of the Lord. And you must begin to seek a living relationship with a living God. If you don't have it, forget end time. There is nothing like end time. You understand? This thing is a life. And the Lord told me, there are people out there, wherever you think, who are living this life.
Yes.
And I tell you something, when the time comes, you know why some of them are not here? Because some of them will be so discouraged. They'll be so discouraged when they come here and see people who have had these heavy things for 30 years, still living at this low frequency. Some of them might be damaged. And so God has kept them in hope. But brethren, the time is drawing near when there will be a shake-up. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a warning to end time people. People are getting too settled. You know, and say, is it in the way? Because they attend our fellowship. What fellowship? What fellowship? This is not fellowship, it's a life. And this life, God recognizes it wherever it is.
Amen.
This arrangement, I've said it before, is to bring us into this life. But if you are in this arrangement and you refuse to lay hold upon this life, chicken. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, let us encourage ourselves. God's plan for us are real and they are true. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, this was how Abraham began to walk with the Lord until he came to a point when God took him to the first move to leave all of the charges. And he continued to walk. Everything he did with Abraham was to build Abraham's trust and what now? And confidence in him. And he will keep building that until he tells you, lie down. Let me cut your what now? Your head. And he will lie down. Do you understand the point? It is just the issue of this man will do whatever I tell him. When God has a people like that, then he is ready, praise the name of the Lord, to display it. But Chike was talking this morning when Mary wanted to hug him. He said, don't touch me. I have to present this life. Praise the name of the Lord. This life lived for how many years now? 33.5 years. Without spot, blemish or what now? Wrinkle. As evidence to the heavens. That through the power of the Holy Spirit, a man can live godly, righteously, and soberly in this present age. With all its crooked and perverseness. Because of the Lamb that was slain. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, if you had had any excuses, you know, we like to blame others. Somebody was at a place, at a pool, and he said, it's because nobody has what now? Helped me. Your help is around. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, over the years, we have lived in an environment where men have been our helper. You understand? You have problem, you go to this great man of God. The Lord Jesus has taken that position.
Amen.
He said he ministered to us through prophets and, you know, and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. And it was wonderful. But you see, those people were, as it were, you know, servants representing him. But the time has come when he's now saying, this is my rightful place. Let my people look up and see me. What the prophet was to you, I am. What the apostle was to you, I am. What the evangelist, do you understand me? You can have a direct relationship with him.
Amen.
When that covering is taken away from you, you will discover that Jesus is alive.
Amen.
And he is well.
Amen.
And he is ruling.
Amen.
What the world cannot see, you begin to see.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. That's my own prayer. That's my cry. Because all of us, I must experience this. Praise the name of the Lord. I want to have it. And I believe that God wants each and every one of us to do what now? To have it. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't settle for anything less. Don't think that there's an aspect of God that you cannot have. No. The Lamb has made it what? Possible. Praise the name of the Lord. So brother, go for it. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. Joshua chapter 8. Sorry, I missed something. You know, the word of God, let me just touch that so that I can just get it on record. It comes to us as information. That's the first. But this information must not stop there. It moves to the next stage called illumination. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Light must be, that word must bring what? Light. God said, let there be light. You know, it begins to open up to you the mind and the plan and the purpose. You see, there's a reason for which the word is what? Is sent. The illumination begins to come. You begin to have an insight, an understanding. And then illumination must progress towards revelation. Praise the name of the Lord. Revelation is the clarity of what God wants to do. What he's expecting of you. What he's requiring of you. What God is proposing. His purpose and plan. Praise the name. But it can't stop there. It must move to the fourth level called inspiration. Now, inspiration is when this word begins to drive you. Do you understand the point? It becomes the motivation for your life. It begins to make you do things and make you stop doing what now? Things. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. It inspires you. It constrains you. It governs your life. Praise the name of the Lord. It must progress to that point. From inspiration, the word moves to the fifth level. It's called transformation. Praise the name of the Lord. This word must change me. Are you understanding me? If you keep hearing this now, we just keep hearing it and hearing it and hearing it, something is disconnected somewhere. It must get to transformation. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. This word must change your character. It must change your personality. It must change your attitude. It must change your marriage. It must change your business. It must change you. It must change our fellowship. It must change our relationships. Do you understand that? Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Are we together, brethren? It is reality. And that takes us to the final level. It's called manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. The purpose of the word is manifestation. The purpose for which you are called is what? Manifestation. The glory of the Lord shall be revealed, and all flesh shall do what? See it together. Praise the name of the Lord. Manifestation. The creation is waiting for what? Manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. So this word you receive is intended to manifest where? In your life. Your life is a platform in which the word that you have heard must be what now? Expressed. So it's not something we hear when we come to fellowship. It's actually something that your neighbor must do what? Must see. Your wife must see it. Your husband must see it. Your brethren must see it. Creation must do what? Must see it. So if the word stops for you at information, you copy it down and then it ends up in your notebook. We've missed the mark. Praise the name of the Lord. You have missed it. I have missed the mark. Pray now, are you with me? Praise the name of the Lord. The purpose of your calling, the purpose which God said, Abraham, follow me, was for what now? Manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, I'm just laying that down. We can't get into that. But just when you go back, you say this word that I'm hearing, where is it stopping? Is it stopping at information? Is it stopping at illumination? Is it stopping at revelation? Or is it taking me to transformation? Which ultimately will bring me to what now? Manifestation. Praise the name of the Lord. This is where we are going. This is why we are here. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. And this is why church, you know, Jesus spoke about Antichrist. Many people think Antichrist simply means the enemies of Christ outwardly. Yes. But you can be an enemy outwardly. You can also be an enemy what now? Inwardly. After all, Peter was a disciple of Christ. But the Lord says, get behind me what now? Satan. Why? Your position is hindering my purpose. Are we together, brethren? My position can hinder God's purpose. Here, I'm standing here, I'm carrying Bible, I'm preaching with microphone. Praise the name of the Lord. We must understand that. So, anything that implies, if in any way I'm implying that this word of God cannot be worked out. Do you understand it? If I'm suggesting it by my lifestyle, suggesting it by my, you know, the way I live. Because I could be preaching and I'm not doing. Are you understanding my point? What I'm doing is I'm implying. I'm suggesting. I'm, you know, kind of, you know, hinting people that this thing is just for preaching. Are you getting my point? Or that is something we do, we hear when we come for fellowship. If I'm in any way doing that, then there's a spirit of Antichrist that is what now? Working in me. So Antichrist is not very far away. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not putting computer chip inside your forehead or inside your hand. Praise the name of the Lord. It's something that has to do with our daily life. Praise the name of the Lord. And may the Lord help us. If at any point in time you hear a voice, imagination that tells you that this thing is not possible, is a spirit of Antichrist, rebuke it. Praise the name of the Lord. All things are possible because the Lamb was slain. Praise the name of the Lord. And I pray that the Lord will release that understanding to us. Praise the name of the Lord, because this is the time. This is the hour. If we do not give him the fruit, according to the parable of the husbandman, he will take the vine away from us. Do you understand that? And give it to others who will do what? Give him the fruit in their what now? Their season. The word of God cannot be broken. He did it to Israel, natural Israel. And he tells us that, you know, there was something Chijok read this morning. He said that Sodom and Gomorrah became a pattern of the vengeance of eternal what now? Fire. Anybody who tells you there's no hell is a liar. Are you understanding me? That thing there, he said, he became an example, showing us the reality that there is judgment. Do you understand the point? Unto destruction. That's what the Bible says. He became a pattern, an example, to show you that this thing is what? It's real. Praise the name of the Lord. Now let's read Joshua chapter 8. You know, and the Lord, verse 1, and the Lord said to Joshua, fear not, nor be dismayed. Take all the men of war with you, and arise and go to Ai. See, I have given into your hand the king of Ai, his people, his city and what? His land. Praise the name of the Lord. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its what now? King. Except that its spoil and its cattle this time. Sorry, I'm reading from Amplified. Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, let me shift to King James. Praise the name of the Lord. Where did I stop? Okay, verse 2. And he said, shall you take for a prey unto yourself? Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, this particular last part of this chapter 2, verse 2, is what we are going to be reflecting on. Lay thee an ambush for the city behind it. So Joshua arose and all the people of war to go up against Ai. And Joshua chose out 30,000 mighty men of valor and sent them away by night. And he commanded them, saying, behold, you shall lie in wait against the city, even behind the city, behind. Go not very far from the city, but be ye ready. Praise the name of the Lord. And then I and all the people that are with me will approach unto the city. It shall come to pass when they come out against us as at the first, that we will flee before them. For they will come out after us till we have drawn them from their city. For they will say they flee before us as at the first. Therefore we will flee before them. Then ye shall rise up from the ambush and seize upon the city, for the Lord your God will deliver it into your hands. And it shall be when you have taken the city that you shall set the city on fire. Brethren, note this. According to the commandment of the Lord shall ye do. See, I have commanded you. Praise the name of the Lord. Praise the Lord. Okay. Now, this is a story of the experience that Israel had with Ai. And, you know, the first part of the story was not wonderful, right? They went up against Ai and it was a disaster. Praise the name of the Lord. And they were smitten before the enemy and everybody came back crying. Praise the Lord. Thank God. Amen. Thank God. And Joshua lay before the Lord and said, what is wrong? Praise the name of the Lord. Why has Israel fallen before the enemy? Now, I am glad Joshua prayed like that, because Joshua had a success mentality. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? We are to come to the place when we expect, we pray that God will do what? Are you understanding my point? I must come to that point, because I have to believe that I'm talking to a God that is what? Is there. That is real. That answer, that is involved with who? With me. You know, we can come to a point, we develop a mentality of when our prayers are not answered, we are not disturbed. Well, that's the way it's done. In fact, the day it is answered, we'll be so surprised. Can you now pray that God answered you? I don't know if you understand the point. It becomes a story. Praise the name of the Lord. And we noise it abroad. It's good to have testimonies, but it has to come to a point when the whole of our life becomes what now? A testimony. But Sam read, he said, God called Abraham. He said, I'm not just going to bless you. I will make you what? Do you understand what that means? I will make you. That is your nature. Your being will be what? A blessing. When you come into an environment, that environment does what now? It turns, not just because you pray though, just because you are involved. If you are involved in a thing, just because you are involved. We have known bad luck that a man named Joshua, Jonah, entered a boat. I don't know if you understand the point. All that Jonah did was to do what? Enter that boat, and trouble followed that boat. There's nothing they will do to save that boat. Are you understanding me? That thing, you have to convert it. Oh, hallelujah. Are we together, brethren? Now you take the thing and turn it what? The other way around. The prayed to their gods. They did everything. They removed, cast all the load into the sea. Still, the storm was not relenting. Because there was somebody inside that boat. Are we together, brethren? Now, in a situation where Jonah was a blessing. You know, Jesus was sleeping. Did you know that? In a boat. And the disciples were what? Quaking and trembling. And he was so relaxed, he was sleeping. Why was he sleeping? He knew that as long as he was in that boat, nothing will happen to that boat. Do you understand me? It's a mentality, it's a consciousness, it's actually a knowledge that God wants to impart to me. Praise the name of the Lord, that I am what? A blessing. Paul was in a boat. Did you remember too? When he entered that boat and gave them advice, nobody reckoned with who? With Paul. Do you understand that? I mean, who was he? A prisoner. The captain said, don't mind him. I am the captain. I've been sailing this ship for how many years? Nothing will happen. You know, and everybody, because the captain was a captain, they did what now? They believed him. 14 days after, the story had what now? Captain was now raising his hand. He said, captain, he says, this one is bigger than me. Oh. Praise the name of the Lord. Then the Bible says, Paul did what? He stood forth. I don't know if you understand what it means to stand forth. He stood forth in the midst of that situation. And the way he stood, everybody knew that this was a different situation. And he said, you people should have listened to me. But brethren, I have a word for you. Amen. This night, an angel of the Lord to whom I belong. And brethren, there is a generation that will stand forth. Amen. When this world situation begins to get into that point, a people will stand forth. Amen. Hallelujah. And he gave a word that night. And he said, look, not one life will be lost. Do you understand what it takes to speak like that? You know, we read these things, we gloss it over. We just read it as Bible, like that we go. You need to sit down and ponder, what gives a man the capacity to speak like that and know that it will happen like that? He said, I believe it shall be the way it was said to me. What gives you that force? And he was very confident. When some men wanted to enter in the boat, he said, look, don't enter in the boat. Abide where? In this ship. And brethren, not one life was lost. So it wasn't coincidence. It was exactly the way Paul stood. He stood forth. He stood forth. Praise the name of the Lord. I am waiting to stand forth. I am waiting, brethren. You know, your life must have a push. There must be something driving you. There must be something you are expecting. You're not just living life, you know, like the brethren. You are going what now? Somewhere. And the Lord is preparing you to stand forth and say, brethren, listen to me. I have the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. I have the word of the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Amen. So this story is God trying to bring something to us. AI had become a disaster for them. But as Joshua began to lie before the Lord, God began to tell him something. He said, go back. Praise the name of the Lord. After they had addressed what? A particular situation. You know, if this disaster had not happened, Achan's situation would have spread to his neighbor. Do you understand that? From Achan, it would have, that same condition will enter to the next family and to the next family and to the next family until the entire Israel was what? Polluted. So God had to judge that situation and establish a position in relation to that matter. And then he said, let's go back. Praise the name of the Lord. Now this time, we are going to do something. Praise the name of the Lord. You will take one part of the army. 30,000. Praise the name of the Lord. If you understand what that number is, 30,000, they will hide in ambush. They're going to stay behind. We're going to see what it's all about. The hinder part. Now, and then this other part will come out in front. Praise the name of the Lord. They will stay, and they will say, these idiots have come again. Let us beat them like we used to. You know, the enemy since the fall of man has had a disdain for men. You understand? You know, when Goliath looked at David, you know what he saw? A small boy. He didn't see nothing. I don't know if you understand it, but he did not see David. He just looked and saw a small boy. And believe me, it wasn't the first time he had fought with Israel. He had fought with them before, he had beaten them. So he didn't bother. He saw, you know, but God had a what? A plan. He said to lure them out from what now? Their cities. They had certain strongholds, certain hiding places. Now, brethren, in my life, you know, I'm a city. How many people know that here? Yeah? Praise the name of the Lord. And I can be a strong, what now, city. You know, we read in the book of Proverbs that a brother offended is like what? A strong city. Have you noticed that before? When somebody is carrying an offense, he becomes a barricaded kri-kri prison. You can't go inside. He said, brother, you know, we are brethren now. Forgive him now. He said, you don't know what he did to me. Do you understand the point? The bars are very strong. Praise the name of the Lord. He is in that city. He's a strong city. There are many strong cities. Sometimes a rich man's wealth is also what now? His strong city. Do you understand? When I'm talking, it's something you have so much confidence in. When you're talking, people talk, brother, let's pray that God will provide money for this and that. You just smile. Do you understand the point? I mean, you, in your mind, what's all this prayer for? You know, you have confidence. You can have confidence even in your intelligence. You don't pray to find out the will of God. For what? The matter is very simple now. You just do it like this. What are these people bothering to fast and pray to find out God's mind? Do you understand the point? You have, you know, there are many things that are, you know, Paul called it, you know, whatever things that were gained to me, I have confidence in them. And brethren, these confidences constitute strongholds that stop the Lord from being able to walk in what now? In your life. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that when a strong man keepeth his house, his goods are what? Are safe. And he is confident in that thing. Praise the name of the Lord. And for all many of us, brethren, you see, there are things that God wants to deal with in our lives. But we are guarding it, Lord, what? Very jealously. We are guarding it with a lot of power. And because of that, there is a limitation. The Lord cannot what now? Move. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord has to find a way to get into that city. He has to. When Joshua was saying that we took this city, we took that city, we captured this city, we captured that city, there was not one city that was what? Too strong for us. We took all of them. Praise the name of the Lord. The Lord will give us every city. Now, these things are our lives. Now, the purpose of God in my life is to put an end to my confidence in my natural man. Do you understand the point? And change my confidence into who? Into God. That is God's plan and that's God's purpose for us. Praise the name of the Lord. Brethren, we are very strong. You know, and there are some enemies that are hiding inside this city. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, I think one time Isaac was speaking. He spoke at one of those giants. Which one of them? The one that dig under and hide. Zanzumims, they dwell, burrow into the earth in caves and dens. Yes, they dwell. These things hide within our personality. Praise the name of the Lord. They dwell there. And there are wild beasts there. Now, if you read Psalm 104, you know what they do? When the sun comes up, you know what they do? they go into their dens. Is that what Sam tells us? Yes, they retreat. You know, there are some spirits, you come here and you shout and sing and dance. They know that what they do. They just enter their secret places and do what? And wait until fellowship is over. All the noise making is over. They just lie quiet and be waiting. Let this people finish. So the moment the sun goes down, you just step out there, they do what? They come out and begin to operate again and begin to manifest. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there has to be something that God will do that will lure these things out of their what now? Hiding places. So that the Lord can do what? Bam! Now, there is a divine strategy. Because, you know, these things have survived over the years. They survived different moves of God. You understand? They've survived different and diverse moves of God. But they are the last fortress. They are the last stronghold. And God is preparing an ambush that will lure them out. What is this ambush? Now, the Lord is going to bring you into a state of weakness. It's apparent weakness. Are you understanding my point now? He's going to present a front. Now, if he doesn't do that, these things will not step out. You know, God, when he made man, he deliberately clothed man with weakness. Are you understanding my point? Clothed man with weakness. Knowing that, that will lure the enemy out. It was all a big trap. Are you understanding me, brethren? You see, in order to destroy darkness, darkness must come into man. Jesus, in order to destroy death, had to go to hell. How could he go to hell? He had to carry sin. Put it on, you understand the point? On his head. Are you understanding me, brethren? The sin is the ticket that takes you what now? To hell. But when you go to hell, my dear,
hallelujah.
Trouble. You know, when the ark of God entered into the land of the Philistines, you know, the Philistines thought they won the battle. Did you know that?
Yeah.
They thought Israel was defeated. And Israel too thought that they were what? Defeated. Needed to get to Ekron. Needed to get to Gat. Needed to get to Ashdod. Needed to get to where now again? Ashkelon. Do you understand? He needed to get into that place and smite them in the hinder parts. Do you understand the point? When he finishes, they will know who is master. Because they will bring what now? An offering. Praise the name of the Lord. So it was, he clothed himself with weakness. It was under a covering of apparent failure. You see, when man fell and certain spirits entered and they said, aha, the ancient high places are ours in possession. They didn't know the plan of the Lord. The Lord was gathering them in the valley of Jehoshaphat. Are you understanding my point, brethren? You see, there are things that will not happen until your strength is what now? Broken. This is the purpose and the essence of tribulation. You know, when during the conference at Luton, Brother Othniel, he said something very, very, very interesting about the wilderness experience. And he said that the wilderness will either diminish you or it will enlarge you. I mean, it was a wonderful message. I encourage you to listen to it. Praise the name of the Lord. The wilderness will either diminish you or it will what? Increase you. The same experience can build you or it can what? Destroy you. It's simply a matter of how you do what? Respond to it. Are we together, brethren? If a brother calls you an idiot, that thing can be a blessing to you. You understand my point? He can bless you. Actually bless you. You know, when David was driven out from Israel, and one man, Shimei, went about what? Seeing him. There were these people called the sons of Zeruiah. You know, they are all inside us. Are we getting my point? These people are vengeful brethren. Never forgive. Asahel pursued Abner and kept pursuing. Abner said, my brother, leave this matter. Asahel continued to pursue him. Do you understand the point? Eventually, Asahel died. Then their brother Joab carried the quarrel. The quarrel continues from generation to what now? Generation. They have a capacity for it. Don't stand in Joab's will. Joab will serve David. He will do the work of David. But don't step into his territory and say you want to rub shoulders with Joab. You're a dead man. Are you getting my point? You know, in a church, you can come to a church and see a pastor. He's a fine brother. He pray for you. He heal the sick. Minister deliverance to you. But the day you want to share authority with him, that day you will see another thing altogether. Praise the name of the Lord. Don't touch that side. And these were the sons of Zeruiah. They are a situation in us that weakens the Lord. You know what David said? He said, even though I am king, but I am weak because of these sons of Zeruiah. Now let me tell you, brethren, there are things God wants to do in your life, but you weaken him. Do you understand the point? You are the one that undermines God's strength. God cannot function as king in your life if you are already sitting as what? As king. It's a law. These two kings cannot function. You cannot serve what? Two masters. Now, if God's energy must be fully manifested in you, your own energy must do what? Must go down. Your wisdom must go down. Your power, your capacity, your ability. And so God has to generate circumstances that will bring you what now? Down. Are we together, brethren? Without your going down, his own energy and capacity cannot comfort. And so people say they want revival. They want God to manifest. Meanwhile, they are seated upon the what now? The throne. They are governing. There's no space for the Lord. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? You see, there is something, and I just pray, I don't know how to express this. You know, there are certain laws. You know, the Bible says that where sin abounds, grace much more abounds. What does that mean? You know, Abraham, God told Abraham, say that your seed will be in the land of strength 400 years. Now, and they will continue to remain there because the iniquity of the Amorites has not come to what now? A fullness. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, as the iniquity of the Amorites grows, so also the grace of God, the power of God, does what now? Grows. Do you understand the point? It is like the disease in your body. When disease enters your body, your body defenses, your antibodies does what now? Begins to multiply at a rate to do what? To subdue that thing. Praise the name of the Lord. Are you with me? Now, so when sin entered man, what he didn't know was that the grace also entered. So the more sin grew, what happened? Grace did what? Grew in what now? A greater dimension. So at the time sin is coming to a peak, you know what happens? You know, the Bible says that when the man of sin appears in the temple, it is that time that he's going to be what now? Destroyed by the Spirit of the Lord and by the what now? The brightness of his appearing. Praise the name of the Lord. So these two things are growing together, working within. Praise the name of the Lord. And God is bringing you. You know, the Bible said that much what? Tribulation. We are going to enter into what? The kingdom of God. God is going to take you down so that he can raise you up. Are we together, brethren? God is going to allow situations, circumstances, challenges, problems to come your way. Are we together? And if you understand, that's how, you know, in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Paul said, when we are among the mature, we speak a higher wisdom. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, this wisdom is not the wisdom of this world. That if the rulers of this world, the princes, had known this wisdom, they would not have crucified. They did not know that in crucifying him, you release what? A power. Are we together, brethren? You see, when the enemy comes to attack, there are the whole of the scripture. Why did God send Daniel into Babylon? Anybody tell me? Praise the name of the Lord. Okay, because they sinned, isn't it? But much more, God wanted to display where? In Babylon. Are you getting my point? There is always a higher thing the enemy does not know. So when Israel was in Babylon, the devil thought, well, I'll put them under my what now? Under my control. I don't know what you are going through. I don't know what your experience is. How you respond to it determines how you come out of it. Praise the Lord. Daniel, he stayed there and God had a plan. Sometime they began to scheme against Daniel. You remember? They planned and planned and planned. Fine. God allowed them. They brought him to the point and they threw him into the lion's what? Then. As far as they were concerned, it was what? All of they knew, and you know that when you enter lion's den, that's all. You understand the point? It's a permanent lesson. And Daniel was cast, he entered. God didn't stop him at fully allowed him to enter. But thank God for the king. You know what the king asked Daniel in the morning? He said, Daniel, is your God whom you serve able? You know, that's the question all of us must do what? Must answer in relation to all the challenges, the experiences, and the situations that we are what now going through. You cannot remain, you know, undecided. You must decide. Is my God what now able? Daniel said, yes, my God is able. But that was not the end of the story. The end of the story was that all the men who had conspired. Are we together, brethren? You see, there is a judgment being packaged for the forces within my soul that have hindered, resisted, opposed, seduced, caused me to stumble, and really resisted the purpose of God for my life. God is planning an ambush for them. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, there is, brethren. And that's why I must be able to understand what God is doing. How I'm relating to challenges and situations. Even the attacks of my world now, enemies. Sometimes we fighting human, you understand, enemies. So much vengeance, so much bitterness, so much malice. You know, somebody's coming, you don't greet him. You understand? You know, let him stay. I just want to worship my God. You know, when you come to fellowship, you just go to one corner. I want to worship my God. I don't know what you're worshiping. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? You know, by the time Daniel came out, the king said, all those people, plus their husbands, their wives, their children, you understand? Everybody, we are inside the lion's den. God, that matter was what now? Was settled. It was over. Praise the name of the Lord. Mordecai stood in the gates of the king. Praise the name of the Lord. And Haman had been exalted. You know, the enemy has been given the title called the God of this world. Isn't it? Praise the name of the Lord. It was given to him. He was raised up. And he saw that Mordecai did not recognize him. Submit to him. What was God planning to do? There was a word God has spoken about Amalek. How many people remember that? And it looked like if that word had been forgotten. Do you know there is a judgment on sin? Death. Do you understand the point? There is a condemnation that has been written that has not yet been executed. Praise the name of the Lord. But the time came and it was one man. Mordecai refused to rise up to greet and bow before him. Why? Mordecai knew that Haman was an Amalekite. Are you understanding my point? And God said, I will war with Amalek until I do what? I wipe it out. Brother, you have to believe that sin has an end. That sickness has an end. That death has an end. Brother, you must believe it. There must be an end of sin. An end of the works of the flesh. If your doctrine does not accommodate that. When I say doctrine, I'm talking about your whole life philosophy. Then you're missing something. You're missing something. I'm not talking about what you preach in church here. I'm talking about the guiding philosophy in your life. I must take hold of this. So God planned to judge. And how could he judge? only by provoking Haman to destroy, to plan to destroy what now? The Jews. Yeah, because how you respond to the situation of your life, your present experiences, determines if you are the seed. No, because the nature of the seed is that the more you smite the seed, the more you oppress it, the more you persecute the seed, what happens to the seed? The seed grows and what now? Increase. That's the nature of the seed of Christ. So how can the seed increase if there is no trouble, no tribulation, no pressure? Yeah, and everything is just rosy for you, and you come out saying, praise the Lord, hallelujah, it is well with my soul. That's not how it's going to work. Praise the name of Lord, brother. So if this must, you must be able to take this and relate it to what you are going through when? Now. Until you stop, you know, we carry frustration. Sometimes we see as if God is bad. I mean, go deep into our hearts. We think that God is doing us what now? Bad. He has denied me a husband. He has denied me a child. He has denied me this. He has denied me all that. And Paul says that we speak a higher wisdom, an understanding of the mind and the plan and the purposes of who? Of God. There is an ambush. God must bring you to that place where you look like weak. And the enemy says, fine. Pharaoh, you know what Pharaoh says? They are stuck. You understand the point? Inside the water. They are in a trap. No way out. They look left, there's mountain. Look right, there's Red Sea. Look this way, Pharaoh is coming. Well, it was a trap. But it was a trap for who? For Pharaoh. Are we getting my point, brethren? He entered the thing. The game is that two people will enter. Only one person will do what? Will come out. Brethren, are we together? David said, in my distress, O Lord, you have what now? Enlarged me. The enemy went with me. But when I came out, he didn't come out. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. That's the truth of the matter. Somebody carried three young men, some people, to throw inside what now? Fire. By the time they were inside, on the ground. You don't have to pray dangerous prayers for enemies. Are you getting my point? You do not need to. You are wasting your time. Praise the name of the Lord. It's a total waste of time. When they entered the fire, the only thing that changed was their what now? The ropes that were tying them. They were released inside the fire. They were released inside. And brethren, when we begin to understand the purpose and the essence of tribulation, praise the name of the Lord, everything does what now? Change. We expect. Believe me, there are going to be problems, so there are going to be troubles that we will think that it is the end. But it's not the end. It is the beginning. Hallelujah. Because in the end, there is what? A beginning. Praise the name of the Lord. Friend, are we together? This is God's understanding how we can become victors, overcomers, conquerors. Much more than conquerors. In the midst of this troublous world times. Praise the name of the Lord. So at the end of the date that Mordecai set for the Jews was the day that Mordecai was what now? Terminated. His wife warned him. He said, if Mordecai be of the Jews, again, have begun to fall. Know of a certainty you cannot prevail against him. You will surely what? Fall before him. Because the seed of Abraham will definitely possess the gate of their enemies. They will. Jesus said, that seed, I will build my church. I will raise up this seed, and the gate of hell shall not prevail against them. Now, when this word begins to dominate my thinking, my attitude towards situations must of necessity what now? Change. An overcoming spirit begins to do what? To overcome, you must have an overcoming spirit. An attitude that says, he that God overcometh. whatever it is that is born of God, overcome it. This will prevail. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is because of this that God is not afraid when the seed is carried away captive. Because he knows that even in prison, Joseph will rule that prison. Are you understanding my point? Becomes of that prison. I don't know if you understand the point. There's something in him. There's something inside him, brethren. And brethren, you have that thing inside you. I have it inside me. Praise the name of the Lord. There is a people rising up who will overcome. These brethren were dancing. I don't know if you understand me. They were doing Holy Ghost dance inside fire. And people were looking at them. Then, when people were looking, they were asking, "Who? What is going on here?" Praise the name of the Lord. They were supposed to end the matter. The lions were supposed to end the matter. Are we together, brethren? It didn't end the matter. When Daniel came out of the lion's den, the king made a decree. See, if I hear fame from anybody against the God of Daniel, this lion will eat your bones. Are you getting the point? So you can't see anybody in that kingdom talking nonsense anymore.
Amen.
Daniel could not have achieved that. Only the Lord could achieve that.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord.
Amen.
And brethren, God has something he is bringing us into. He's bringing you into, bringing me into. Praise the name of the Lord. He's bringing the enemy to an ambush. Did you notice that when the ark entered the country of the Philistines, it took them just a little while to realize that, oh boy, we are in trouble. Do you understand the point? What they thought was victory, by the time the ark went through one city, he was smiting. Are you getting my point? He sent mice, rats, overran that city. The men were struck with boils and tumors in their secret parts. And they say, shift this ark to the next city. Are you getting my point? You see, brethren, there are different cities. And judgment and tribulation will go from city to what now? City. Until they say, please, let us send it what now? Back. And the Bible said that the redeemed of the Lord shall return to Zion. Praise the name of the Lord. You know, when Israel left Egypt, you know, the Lord told Jacob, said, I will go with you down. And I will do what? I will bring you. There is no time you are going through a situation that the Lord is not there. I must believe that. He said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. I will go down with you. That's what you understand. That when he went to the cross, he trusted the Father. And he will bring him what now? Up. Praise the name of the Lord. I don't know what you're passing through. Sometimes it seems very heavy. Praise the name of the Lord. You've carried it for years. But the Lord says, I am with you.
Amen.
Praise the name of the Lord. And I will be with you right through that situation. And then I will bring you out into a land that I promised you. Praise the name of the Lord. So there is an ambush. There is an ambush, brethren. If the princes had known, they would not have released the energy that is found inside the seed. Praise the name of the Lord. Because the more you load sin into an environment, the seed does what? Enlarges to do what? Prevail over that sin. So the ark will always stay on top of the water. The waters will increase. The ark will simply do what? Go up higher. The waters increase. The ark will do what? Go up higher. Praise the name of the Lord. There is no time that the waters will overflow the ark. The ark must always what now? Prevail. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this is the consciousness. This is the understanding that God is seeking to give to all of us as we prepare to face the final onslaught. Praise the name of the Lord. And so when Israel fled, Joshua then were fleeing. You know what the men of Ai said? Call every man. Let no one man remain in the city. Let us go and do what? And finish this up once and what now? For all. I mean, we've beat them the first time. Brethren, I don't know. No matter how much you have been beaten, something is about to change. That's what the Lord is saying to us now. And they all came out and pursued Israel. Hallelujah. Now you know what happened? The moment the last of the men left the city, something happened. Given. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the moment that signal was given, something changed in the whole battle. The people that they were chasing suddenly stopped running. I don't know if you understand the point. And stood. The people chasing them became surprised. What is going on? Are you getting my point? Then small time they looked up and they saw smoke. You know, the Bible said that Babylon is falling. And the smoke of her burning, we have seen with our eyes. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, that is a signal of the change in the battle. He said, you shall take captive. Whose captive is what now? You were. You shall rule over your oppressors. There's fire in Babylon. Now, this fire is not, nevertheless, for the present moment, does not seem what now? Joyous. But it is the smoke of what now? Her burning. What is God burning down? The Babylon, the city of rebellion. That nature that refuses to submit to the living God. So God has sent tribulation to break me, to humble me, to take away my confidence in my natural, what now, ability to solve the problem. Praise the name of the Lord. But in doing that, there is a judgment upon my enemies. These things that I've been hiding, they hide when, you know, the heat is there. They just go under and wait after they come out again. And life continues as normal. The next time you come to fellowship again, they will just hide again. You know, and for years, it's been that ding-dong affair. But there's an anointing. You know, when Jesus went into hell, you know, Spirit of the Lord God is upon me. Praise the Lord. Now, what anointing is that? Is the anointing. You know, when the Bible says that the sevenfold Spirit of Jehovah, the first Spirit mentioned is the Spirit of the Lord. Is a spirit of sonship. Is a spirit of deity. Praise the name of the Lord. Is a spirit of authority. He said, the Lord has anointed me. I am here to say to those who are prisoners, do what? Come out. Praise the name of the Lord. And believe me, men began to do what? To run out. To open the doors. To proclaim that the day of vengeance of our God has come. Brethren, this is a year of vengeance. All the blood shed from Abel unto Zechariah is about to be avenged. Praise the name of the Lord. And it is our vengeance. The Lord will revenge for his sins. Praise the name of the Lord. Because he is our God. Praise the name of the Lord. So the hell was in an uproar. Brethren, don't you understand me, brethren? There was an uproar. How did this man get in here? Who opened the door for him? Praise the name of the Lord. You know, because that was the devil's territory. Nobody goes in there. But when he came out, he says, I hold the keys of death. Praise the name of the Lord. I hold it. I am here. I have overcome. I was dead. And now I am alive. I live forevermore. Praise the name of the Lord. And you, me, are under that covenant. We are under that covenant. The order of the, what they call that, the power of an endless life. Praise the name of the Lord. And that's it. So when they saw the smoke of their city, they were no longer inside their city. They didn't know whether to run this way. And while they were still contemplating, 30,000 men came out from underground. And they knew that the matter was over. Praise the name of the Lord. And believe me, brethren, what we have been experiencing, what we have been passing through, the Lord is seeking you to understand that he wants to break you down. He wants to take you down. He wants to take away that confidence that you have had. Sometimes we are not even conscious of it. And you see, that confidence limits God. You understand? God will only manifest to the extent that you give him what now? Room. Praise the name of the Lord. To the extent that you give him room, he will show himself what? Mighty. He wants to make room for himself. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, there was another place in the scripture where there was an ambush. I think that's 1 Samuel chapter 5. Let me see if I get that correct. That is the ambush in the mulberry trees. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, I find that very interesting. Praise the name of the Lord. 1 Samuel, if I'm correct, chapter 5. No, is this 2 Samuel? Praise the name of the Lord. Who can find that? 2 Samuel what? 5, right? Okay, so I was right. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Praise God. 2 Samuel chapter 5. Verse what? Okay, praise the name of the Lord. Yes. Now, he says that verse 18. The Philistines also came and spread themselves in the valley of Rephan. David inquired of the Lord, saying, "Shall I go up against the Philistines? Will you deliver them into my hands?" And the Lord said to David, "Go up, for I will surely deliver them into your hand." And David came to Baal Perazim, and he smote them there. So, no. Okay, yeah, okay. Praise the name of the Lord. Yes, verse 24. Then 22 says, "The Philistines came up again and spread themselves out in the valley of Rephaim. When David inquired of the Lord, he said, 'You shall not go up, but go around behind them and come upon them over opposite the mulberry tree.'" Praise the name of the Lord. "And when you hear the sound of marching in the tops of the mulberry tree, then stir up yourself, for then the Lord has gone out before you to smite the army of the Philistines." Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Lord said, David, don't confront them frontally. Go behind them. Lay an ambush, just go behind and smite them from the back. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, when I was checking through this mulberry tree is, it's also called, modern name for it is balsam. It's a tree that has a lot of sap. When you cut it like this, it begins to do what now? Flow out. The sap begins to flow out. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, the Bible tells us that the trees of the Lord are what? They're full of sap. It speaks about the life. But that's not the interesting part. When you read Psalm 84, it says, "Blessed is the man whose what? Strength, confidence, wisdom is in who? In the Lord." Now, in whose heart is a roadmap to where? To Zion. He has set his heart on a pilgrimage. Now, see, this man, when he is passing through the valley of what now? Baca. Now, this word Baca is the same word that you have called mulberry. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together? Now, it's the valley of mulberry. Now, it is a man who, when the Lord cuts him, you know, out of that cut, what comes out? Life. Praise the name of the Lord. Out of the dealings of the Lord. You know, when Jesus was smitten, they say blood flowed out. Where did the blood come from? Are we together, brethren? It was from what? The wounds. The wounds that the Lord gives you. Out of it, what now? The experiences, the dealings of the Lord. There is no life that comes without a dealing that goes with it. Lord, a lot of us are Christians, but we have no life. Yielded and submitted to what? To the dealings of the Lord. So there's no experience. There is no life. This tree, when you cut it, bam, life. Praise the name of the Lord. When are we together, brethren? The dealings of the every nail piercing. The life that you are going to give to creation will proceed from the dealing the Lord has wrought within you when? Now. Are we together, brethren? He said, when they are passing through, that tree is called the tree of weeping because it bleeds. Do you understand the point? Out of the tears, life does what? Proceeds. Praise the name of the Lord. The valley of Baca becomes what? Full of water. It becomes a place of produces life in you. In the name of the Lord. When you are going through a bad experience, it does not produce murmuring. It does not produce complaining. It does not produce a thought that God hates me. When my brethren are blessed, He's not blessing me. Do you understand the point? And out of it, all kinds of bitterness proceeds. Bitter waters? No. The valley, the mulberry tree brings forth what now? Life. Praise the name of the Lord. And brethren, this is the place of the word now, ambush. Do you understand me, brethren? When we begin to respond aright to the dealings of the Lord in our lives, then we put ourselves in a position where our lives can become the platform that God will use to do what? Ambush our enemy and bring what now? Vengeance. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that these ones, they go from strength to what? Strength. Every situation they pass through does what? It increases them. The wilderness experience does not diminish them. It actually does what? It enlarges them. Brethren, what are you going through? And what is it doing to you? Is it making you bitter? Is it making you frustrated? Is it making you believe that God hates you? Or that God has forgotten you? Or that God is not interested in you? Or that God only answers other people's prayer? He doesn't answer what now? Your own. Or that even God has changed. Israel said, the Lord has forgotten me. Do you understand? The Lord is far away from me. And the Lord said, how can a woman forget the child that she bears? Is it possible? No, it doesn't happen. Praise the name of the Lord. He said, I have what? Engraved you. Pray, there must be this confidence that whatever I'm going through, he said, when I go through the valley of the shadow of death, you are with me. When we go through with this confidence, then that experience will produce what now? Life. It will produce life. It will produce what? A blessing. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, as we want to conclude, the Lord is seeking to bring us through a time of reflection. Praise the name of the Lord. How you are going through, how I am passing through the various experiences. There is nobody that does not go through these experiences. There is no son that does not go through these experiences. Praise the name of the Lord. It's not a matter of faith. Are you getting my point? It's not a matter of faith. In fact, the faith that is exercised in this place is the faith of, you know, somebody preached a message in those days. He called it rejoicing in hope. And then he says that you have to learn how to be patient. And the word patience is a Greek word, hupomone. I don't know if anybody remember that it was Brother Fred. Hupomene means to abide what now? Under. Be patient in what now? The tribulation. Until that tribulation has worked out what now? The purpose of God. Yes, James said so. Hallelujah. He said that, you know, let patience have what? Its complete work. So that you may be what? Complete. And entire. I like the Amplified put it. Let me read that for you. Praise the name of the Lord. James chapter 1. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. He said that James says here, chapter 1, verse 2. Consider it wholly joyful. I'm reading from Amplified. My brethren, whenever you are enveloped, that's what God is saying to us, or encounter trials of any sort, or fall into various temptations. He says, be assured and understand that the trial and the proving of your faith. Peter says that this thing is to prove the genuineness of what? Of our faith. Praise the name of the Lord. He says that the trial and the proving of your faith brings out endurance and steadfastness and patience. But let endurance and steadfastness and patience have full play, and do a thorough work, so that you may be a people perfectly and fully developed, with no defects in our personality, lacking what? Nothing. So patience, as we, kind of cooperate with the Lord and abide under, praise the name of the Lord, will do a development, a change in our character and our what? Personality. Israel missed it out. Psalm 106. Praise the name of the Lord. The Bible says they refused to allow his plan. Let me read that also. Praise the name of the Lord. Psalm 106. Praise the Lord. Psalm 106. Are we there? Okay. He says, verse 12. Said, then Israel believed his words. They sang his praise. Verse 13 says, but they hastily forgot his works. They did not earnestly wait for his plans to develop regarding them. Praise the name of the Lord. Now, but they lusted exceedingly in the wilderness, and tempted and tried to restrain God with their insistent desires. And he gave them their request, but sent leanness into their souls, and thinned their numbers by disease and wars and death. Praise the name of the Lord. Are we together, brethren? Yes. He says that they refused. You know, if you look at verse 7, he said, our fathers in Egypt understood not nor appreciated your miracles. You know, when the Lord began this work with us, it was accompanied with a lot of miraculous works. Praise the name of the Lord. Things that the Lord did. And Israel did not understand the import and essence of miracles. That these things were done so that we might develop what? A trust in who? In God. Because a time will come when the Lord will ask you to bring what? An offering. Are we together, brethren? We have built doctrines around miracles, but we have not allowed these miracles to bring us to a place of confidence in God. So that the day God says, Abraham, bring me your only son, you might be able to make that word now offering, based on the conviction that the God who raised somebody from dead yesterday will also raise him again today. They did not. The miracle is not what it is all about. It is to develop trust in the living God. Praise the name of the Lord. A time comes when God demands an offering from you. It is a test to know whether you trust him. It is a proof. No man will go through to the ark of the covenant if he does not pass through the altar of one incense. It never works. Praise the name of the Lord. And so, brethren, as we conclude, the Lord's experiences in your life is a trap that he's setting for the enemy. When the Lord brings you through and makes you weak and makes you look like you are defenseless and makes you look like you are on the verge of a disaster, the enemy is lured into saying, let's do what now? Let's finish him. For it is a trap. Praise the name of the Lord. When we go down, we will certainly come up. But the enemy that goes down with us, we remain there. That's what baptism is all about. Praise the name of the Lord. We go down, the old man remains down, and the new man does what? Comes up. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. So I pray, brethren, that we will have time to reflect on these things. And it has become very important, because God is about to change things. You know, the Bible says that the first shall be the last. Have you ever thought about that? That some of us who first heard this word and who have not maximized it could be put out of the way. Believe me, brethren. You know, I found out that God is earnestly speaking. That if this word has come to you, you must decide which God you will serve. You must decide, is the Lord's testimony? Is he God? Can we believe him? Can we rely upon him? It's the decisions that we have to make, brethren. because things are about to happen. And I pray that in the day of our testing, we shall be found faithful. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if I have the time. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. It says there was a topic Brother Berry preached last Sunday about our inheritance in heavenly places. When he finishes with his topic today, tell him to introduce it small. He blessed me a lot. Praise the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. I don't know if I can introduce it small. You know, I don't do small things. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that the Lord... I hope so. I will probably trust God to come back. Praise the name of the Lord, so that we can maximize it. Obviously, people are tired and all that and all that. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. I just want to thank God, brethren. I really hope that these words, you know, will go just beyond information. Praise the name of the Lord. I really hope they will push us and take us all through to the place of transformation and the place of manifestation. And so that these words will never return void, but they will accomplish what they are intended. Every preaching of this word is intended to bring forth the life of Jesus Christ in our lives. Praise the name of the Lord. I pray that the Lord will bless us and prosper his word in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.